This Paul W. Smith Show podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools.
And if it's a Monday or a Friday, you know what's next when you hear the Michigan State fight song. It's time for Coach Mark D'Antonio, and brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools. And by Hines Park Lincoln. Here's Steve Courtney.
All right, Deb, thank you very much. The Michigan State Spartans coming off a 31-24 win on the road in New Jersey against a pretty tough Rutgers team. Anytime you go on the road, there are no guarantees, especially when at the time you're the number four ranked team in the country. The Scarlet Knights would have wanted nothing more than to knock off Michigan State. That's the way it goes when you're good. With more on that, happy to have with us the fine head coach himself, Mark D'Antonio. Coach, good morning, sir.
Morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Just as I was alluding to, Coach, and it seems to be with this Spartans team something that has become a trend. They are finding ways to win, and at the end of the day, you're a 6-0 football team moving forward.
Well, we went over to Rutgers. I thought it was a great crowd, and obviously a very competitive football game. And you're exactly right. You know, we've had to make some changes and things of that nature is in our roster, as everybody does, as we incur some different things, injuries or whatever. But hey, we found a way to win. I thought Connor Cook played extremely well. Our receivers caught the ball. What I'd like to say, 50-50 catches, huge plays in the game. Caught the ball very effectively. McGarrett Kings, De'Anthony Arnett has two big catches. Aaron Burbidge played outstanding, and then McGarrett Kings as well, and R.J. Shelton. Come away with the win. Not pretty, but we've not had some of those as well this year, so we'll just get ready for this next week and be a great opportunity.
You've said it a number of times, Coach, and you proved it again. Winning teams find a way to win.
Well, we find a way. You know, I think that's our senior leadership. That's leadership from within and our chemistry. And nobody really complains. You know, we got held up and had to spend the Saturday night there when we had there was mechanical problems. You don't want to fly in a plane with mechanical problems. But so we had a scramble, but nobody complained. Everybody just sort of sucked it up and went about our business. Had to find a hotel. Embassy Suites was amazing, but we had three guys staying in a room or, four guys in a room, that type of thing. Nobody complained. We just got it done and got back here, 2 o'clock yesterday. So we lost a little bit of time. But, again, we just continue to push through. And I think that's the mark of a champion. We'll see. We'll find out more.
Earlier, Coach, you mentioned injuries. I decided I'm not talking about injuries today. We're going to move forward and talk about something really positive, and that is a play of Connor Cook. In tough situations, and it was a tough situation Saturday night, you look to your marquee guys to make plays. Connor Cook, 23 of 38, a season-high 357 yards. Aaron Burbidge, you brought him up earlier, 9 receptions, 146 yards. Perhaps no reception more important than the one from R.J. Shelton on the game-winning drive, that 29-yard third-down pass.
Yeah, big play, great catch. Ran the ball effectively that drive as well. And I thought we protected the quarterback that drive as well. You know, we got some pressure the other night on our quarterback, which hasn't been the case. But, we just made the plays we had to make to win, basically. We left some points off the board early. So we had some different things going on. So we need to correct those things and continue to coach or every single play and have a great plan this week. It'll be a tremendous challenge going down there. I think a very good football team, and they're playing very, very, very well.
Well, and let the record indicate that for the first time since 2003, both teams will be ranked in the top 12. You don't have to say a whole lot, Coach. You've been through this in your ninth season with this rivalry game, and I know one thing's for sure, always a spirited week of practice there in East Lansing.
Well, it is. You know, we've got a lot of players from Michigan, and got a lot of players that this game means a lot to. We build it up, and we're going to make it special. So that's what we do up here, and I think it's great for college football.
Well, game day will be in Ann Arbor, Coach, and that says party right there, and going to be a great atmosphere, great for the state, great for the Big Ten, and look forward to previewing it with you on Friday, sir.
Okay, guys.
All right, Coach.
Go Green.
Go White.
Go White. Thanks very much, Coach Mark D'Antonio. Brought to you by Mesa for good health, good business, and great schools. And by Hines Park Lincoln.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.